Senator Joe Donnelly joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Thanks so much for having me with you.
Hey, you've got a big event coming up tomorrow, and then there's a couple of other things I wanted to ask you about, too. But kind of go over this thing that's going on over at Crane. 75th anniversary, huh?
It's the 75th anniversary, but we have the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, who's going to be at Crane tomorrow. I invited Secretary Carter to visit Crane because I wanted him to see the amazing work there that all Hoosiers are doing, that people from Lawrence County are doing, and for him to get a chance to see how important we are to the nation's defense. And he was pretty excited to come over to see it. And so it's a great day, and it's a great day for all of us in the region.
I couldn't believe how many people are employed over there. That's a community by itself, Crane.
It is. It's a huge, huge presence. One of the absolute key economic drivers in the southern Indiana region. We're really excited about Secretary Carter's visit, and he's going to see firsthand, like I said, how vital, how critical, and how important everything we do there is.
Now, you're familiar, obviously, with Toyota over at Princeton. They have their own little town with that plant over at Princeton. This sounds like it's its own little town over there at Crane.
It's pretty similar to that. That's right. You know, we're very, very blessed to have the Toyota plant, and then to have the Crane Naval Base right there is an exceptional thing. And so many in Lawrence County are working there, are supplying services there. And so I wanted Secretary Carter to see, look, you've got the best of the best here at Crane, and so that's why we have him coming in tomorrow.
Now, the Secretary of Defense, will he be speaking? Is it a public speaking event or not?
No, it's more or less a tour of the things that we're doing, so he can get to understand when he sees something out in the field, he can go, oh, that's a Crane product that we've got going here.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because what goes on over there at Crane that you can talk about, at least?
Well, if I told you, I'd have to turn the radio off. No,
oh, well,
I'm just
no. You scare me. Don't do that.
There are things we do. You know, our special operations forces, they help create the tools that they need to fight and win and come home safely. They manage more than 25% of the entire U.S. military's munitions supply. They're on the leading edge of ensuring we have the most technologically advanced military in the world, so they do a huge amount of work in areas like electronic warfare and similar areas. And so they are on the very, very front edge of the technology curve there.
So you must have a lot of, well, really intelligent scientists that...
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I go there and I understand about 10% of what they tell me.
Well, I've just drove by the place, and it looks too confusing to even try to get in. So, I don't.
The one thing you know is this: if you have a son or daughter who's serving in the military, you know that Crane is working nonstop to keep them safe, to give them an edge out in the field, and to make sure that they have everything they need to do their job.
So, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter going to be over at Crane. That'll be tomorrow, the 75th anniversary of Crane. That in itself is
pretty amazing.
Yeah. Crane is like the
third largest naval base in the world.
Okay, yeah, I was reading some of the documents about that yesterday. That all amazed me, and all the people that are employed there, plus there's also some other people, the contractors that are working over there. So
right.
It's a nonstop action kind of place.
And a lot of families and a lot of folks have a chance to be employed there, have a chance to work there, and a chance to make their American dream come true right there in Lawrence County.
Just a couple of nosy questions on my part. Is there actually things manufactured there, or
are
they just developed there?
No. We manufacture a lot of products there, too. They're not only developed there, they're made there, and most reliable in the world.
So then they're just trucked out.
Right.
Okay. Very interesting. Hey, I've got a couple of questions for you now that I have you on the phone. I can't miss the opportunity to ask, and
sure,
you'll understand. Hey, there was a couple of events that went on in the past few months, and I just wanted to get your feeling on it, because you're kind of on the Senate Armed Services Committee, so you maybe can answer some of these questions. Earlier this year, there was an event where Russia did some flybys from our ships, and I just was kind of surprised that that never really got talked about. It happened and then it went away.
Well, we've sent some pretty clear messages to the Russians that if this continues, that they're going to be a few less planes short. And so we're going to defend our pilots, we're going to defend our ships, we're going to defend American soil, and we consider our ships American soil, and we will defend them with everything we have. And so you know, the claim on the Russians' part was, oh, it was a couple of cowboy pilots or this or that. It wasn't planned, and those cowboy pilots are not going to be flying anymore if they do it again.
Well, it was a little more than that. I mean, they came close to those ships. They had the video of it on the evening
right. News
and all. And were they trying to tell us something, or were they just making a statement, or what was the
whole
point?
You know, off of the shores, it was in international. We were in international waters, exactly where we're allowed to be, and it was not far from a place called Kaliningrad. And I guess they were trying to tell us not to come any closer. But you know what? We have a right to operate in international waters, and we'll continue to do so.
And you bring up my next question, mentioning waters. We have China jumping up and down about their man-made island that we've been flying and taking pictures of. What's that all about?
Well, what they're trying to do is establish a base in the middle of the sea out there with an island that is in effect never existed before. And then they're trying to claim territorial waters around it, which obviously there is not. You can't simply make up your own island and claim territorial waters. We won't recognize it, and we'll continue to operate the way we always have.
Were they trying to build runways on that thing?
They have built runways on it,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, that could be very interesting. And I guess the last thing I have to ask you about is what went on yesterday, or I should say what didn't go on yesterday. There was going to be a vote about the gun situation in our country, whether you're for it or against it or what you want, but nothing ever got decided. Is there ever going to be a decision on what's right and what's wrong?
Well, there were votes yesterday. The votes did not pass. One of the votes was to make it so that if you are on a no-fly list or a terrorist watch list, that you should not be able to purchase a gun. I supported that because I want to make sure our citizens are safe. At the same time, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I don't think there's any conflict in between the Second Amendment and making sure that a terrorist can't get a weapon.
Well, just being, you know, the normal person on the street, it just kind of sounds like it makes sense.
Amen.
All right. Well, Senator, the big event is coming up tomorrow over at Crane, and you are going to have the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter. He is going to be visiting, and there's a lot to visit over there. There's no doubt about that.
Amen. And the folks from Bedford and Lawrence County and Mitchell and the whole region are going to be up to their eyeballs in this whole thing.
I don't know if I like that. Senator, it was an honor to talk to you this morning, and have a safe day and enjoy your tour over there at Crane.
Thanks so much, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was interesting to talk to the senator this morning and just get a couple of his, aspects on some of the things going on in the world.